We are back. The Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Jonathan Smith, the gunsmith over there. And of course, one of the things that makes him the gunsmith is he spends a lot of time at the reloading bench.
Yeah, I do. And every now and then I got to clear the reloading bench off to fix guns. You know what
I mean? Oh, yeah.
Because they don't always work the way they're supposed to, Dan.
Well, so it's
kind of like me when I worked here. I didn't always work the way I was supposed to.
Right. Well, that is
true. You know, but people still love me.
Oh, yeah.
Still got a desk here.
He still has his own cube.
Testament.
That's right.
To my abilities.
Stand power.
When you need me, I'll be here. Okay.
There you go.
I'll be there. No, it's not
this segment, John, is brought to you by Tri-County Roofing.
It is. And they are our friends at Tri-County Roofing. Tim and his whole team, outstanding folks, specialize in those low and flat pitch roofs. Low meaning not close to the ground, low pitch. So almost flat roofs that barely seem to shed water. He's an expert at them. He knows how to fix them right, knows how to give you the long-lasting guarantees and do it so you have peace of mind. So Tri-County Roofing of MidMichigan.com is their email address or their website. Go there and check them out. Or you can give them a call, 810-732-7740. Now, he's probably getting ready for the game right now, but you can leave him a message if you want to.
So, I think he's getting ready to head to the sun and the sand.
Yeah, he is. He's getting ready to go on vacation tomorrow. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But I'm happy for him. He called me yesterday. I thought he was actually gone already.
Mm.
And I was like, "You're still home?" He goes, "Well, yeah, I'm not leaving until Sunday." And I said, "Oh, okay." So, but anyways, that's too much information. But yes, he's a great guy.
They do fantastic work. And
they do.
And the flat, you know, the rubber roofs, the kind that
commercial. And PVC.
Yep,
and
they do
even
all that.
Do steel roofs. They've got steel roofs going all over the state, too. And
They'll do shingles for people. They'll do some residential roofing as well. But they really specialize.
Shingles on my place. And I just gave him a hint yesterday that when he comes back, he's got to look at a project for my in-laws, and we've got to put a dormer on their house to make room for an elevator.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
We've got to put an elevator in my in-laws' house.
Good.
So very cool stuff. He'll be doing that for us, and it'll be sealed up nice and tight, and it'll work great. So Tri-County Roofing, you can, again, link to him on my website, thegss.com. His link's right there. Just click on it. And you can also link to the previous shows whenever you need to.
Yeah.
If you heard something, you want to hear it again, or did Dan really say that ridiculous remark? And sure enough, he did. It'll be on there. So, or maybe you want to hear funny jokes about a guy named Joe Dirt. They'll be on there too.
Yep.
But anyways, it's another year, Dan. I'm just not going to make it to SHOT Show.
No,
it's upsetting me a little bit. You know, 800,000 square feet. I could probably cover half.
Where do they do it? Which venue?
I've never been to Vegas.
Is it held in?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I've never been there. Jake's been there. And
did he go to the SHOT Show?
No, he was there for he goes there for the Kitchen and Bash Show.
Oh,
K-Biz. It's called K-Biz.
Okay.
K-Biz. By Jacob Smith. Yeah,
gotcha.
He's big in that kitchen business.
Oh, I know he is. Yeah.
He's got some
design some beautiful
right now like
kitchens.
You wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
He just looked at a project of like 350 kitchens. But that'll buy a lot of guns when he's all done, so I'm happy.
Now, you know, a lot of people, John, will be true to their school.
Yeah. I didn't go to school a lot. And I went to metal shop, wood shop, drafting, and arts and crafts.
So what were you true to?
I was true to my workbench.
Okay, there you go.
And in this case, I've been true to my reloading bench
this year
so far. I'm sticking with my year, you know, beginning resolutions. That's what it's called, right? Resolution?
Resolution.
It's another big word. You know,
that's
when they got
one.
Like five syllables, I start to lose it a little bit.
Yep.
But my resolutions are resolutely fastened into my core. And they are going to be, I'm going to be true to my reloading benches here. And man, have I ever been. I've been down there. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's, I'm not sitting in front of the TV is what I'm not doing.
Yep.
I'm not doing it this year.
Oh,
I am
there you go.
Up, moving. I got the laundry caught up. The dishes are caught up. And by God, my reloading is getting caught up too.
There you go.
I only got like 400,000 more cases to load. So I'm doing pretty good.
That's how much material you have backed up? 400,000 cases?
I didn't mean to say that out loud. I'm sorry.
400,000?
We're not going to say it out loud again.
Is that an exaggeration or is that a pretty close number?
No, it's a pretty close number. I have a lot of brass.
Got a lot of brass.
Got a lot of
sure.
brass. But I love the stuff, and it's a fun pastime for me. And it's, you know, I started collecting a long, long time ago, and I started gathering these things to Well, it paid off good during COVID when we couldn't get any ammunition.
Right.
I was okay, you know? And it's locked up and stored safely and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you don't keep all the explosive stuff around. You keep the empty brass and the polished brass and get it ready to go. And I have suppliers that travel the state and find stuff for me. Like Joe Dirt got me some more Friday morning. He went to a couple stores up north and got me some more brass.
Oh, nice.
So Mary gets used to when my friends show up and I'm not home, she just gets a checkbook out and writes them a check when I'm, you know, to cover their expenses.
Sure.
I don't give them gas money, but sometimes I tip them and, you know, like, hey, look what I picked up. You know, it's a speed loader for your 9mm so you don't shake, rattle, and roll anymore when you're trying to load it. So I do little things like that for them and help them out. So I have been true to my bench. My New Year's resolution, I'm trying very, very hard at it. So I just hit, I've already loaded 500 450 Bushmasters this year since a couple days before Christmas. And it's going good. I love those 450 Bushmasters, and I'm designing lighter loads so that they don't kick as hard because I'm having a hard time with the kick. I switched from a bolt action to a semi-auto, and it's working good for me. And I started off with 450s years ago when they first came out, all semi-autos, loved them. Then I switched over to single shots and had some. I've had like probably 20 450 Bushmasters in the past 15, 13, 14 years, somewhere right in there. And I'm back to a nice AR platform, and I love them. But I've also been loading. So 450s I'm good on. I can go to the range and shoot for probably 3 days straight with that gun now and not run out of ammo. So I'm good. Okay, so I'm stocked up.
Well, and this is it makes it possible for you to shoot more often.
Yeah.
It reduces the expense.
It does. And I gather the brass and I reload it. And I have friends that know I do that, so they gather their brass and leave it on my front porch for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, some people leave muffins, donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Other people leave brass. I love them all.
Yep.
So they're good people. So I did load and have loaded about 500, 300 blackouts already, too. So my 300 blackouts are fun. I love that one.
How long does it take you to reload 500 rounds?
Well, I'd say I do it in stages. I prepare the brass. I you know, it's kind of like the buns in the oven. You know what I mean? I prepare the brass. I prime it upstairs so I can be with the family. In other words, I don't go into the vault to prime. Priming is putting the new primer in the bottom of the case after it's been resized and polished. Then I put the primer in. A lot of times just at dining room table, you know, sit there and talk to family and I'm knocking them out. And so then I put them in storage, in dry storage. They're sealed airtights and I put them away. And then when I'm ready for them, I get my dies out and I set my dies up in my presses and I'll do powder, bullet, set the bullet, crimp the bullet, and then it's a completed load. So it's hard to put a time on it. But I would imagine there's total, there's probably 20 to 25 seconds per round, you know, of time spent. So it does take some time. It eats some time.
That's not all that much, though.
No, it's not that bad. So when you have, you know, but you divide it in 4 and 5 second spots, you know. But if you screw up and you drop one, you're off your kilter. You know, that happens. That
so
kind of
500,
stuff does happen.
Say 30 seconds, you're looking at 250 minutes.
Yeah, I can do
4 hours total.
Yeah, on a good day I can knock out 1,000 9mm in a day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and still have fun and enjoy family time and you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you just gotta be in the mood. I get some classic rock going in there, man. I get some, you know,
70s
AC/DC going, you know, some Let There Be Rock. You gotta have a beat. I love listening to Temptations and Rare Earth.
Uh-huh.
Same songs, just one sang rock and roll and one sang kind of
Motown.
Soul-y. Motown, yeah. And but being an original, you know, long-time Detroit area person, I love that stuff. Motown works for me year-round.
Yeah.
I listen to it even in Christmas time, you know. Mm-hmm. So the music's very important to me, and it is. And my family knows when I'm in the mood to reload because the Motown and the Rare Earth and the AC/DC is cranking.
You got a dual cassette deck down there?
I have a dual cassette deck. I even have VHS with live concerts of AC/DC.
Yep.
And I've got some Ted Nugent. Stranglehold works real good when you're in your loading room.
Sure.
So it's a compilation of very good music. I mean, even you know, early Van Halen, it gets a little crazy. You lose your concentration a little bit sometimes when Ed's playing a guitar like plays, you know. But this is a classic rock station, so we should delve into this. There's probably one that's optimal. I could probably get into some Uriah Heep, you know, or some I like some of the old stuff too. Some Guess Who, anything that's even folksy music. I can even listen to.
But that's an important part of the background. That helps your mood.
Yeah, you don't want to have something that distracts you. Even when I have the AC/DC video, I don't watch it. I just listen to it. Uh-huh. But it's a very good rock and roll concert that's pretty phenomenal.
I would think you got to pay pretty close attention to what you're doing.
You have to pay exact attention. Yeah, so I don't watch the videos. I just have it on.
When you're measuring out the grains, you're probably concentrating pretty, you know.
Yeah, and
important
I
to get
have
the right
machines
of...
that do a lot of that for me. Once I weigh it, I check the measures. They're called Uniflow powder measures. They give you the exact amount every time. And I've got three of them, and I work them to death. I work them, work them, work them. It's a good process. It's a slow process. There are faster ways to do it, but I don't trust the machines that do it faster. I've been at the range too many times when people have flaws and, you know, oh, there's no primer in that round, you know, and every now and then you make a mistake. But if you visually check every round as you're reloading, it's a wonderful thing. So I've always loved reloading. It started for me in 1978. I went to I think it was 78, might've been 79. I think it was 78, though. I went to the Pontiac Silverdome gun show with my brother, my dad, his soon-to-be father-in-law, who's a regular listener to this show, Cliff, Cliff Van Overbeck's dad, Frank. And Frank Van Overbeck, he just took me under his wing and walked me around, and together we bought all the stuff I needed to start reloading.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went back to his house, and he showed me on his presses how to do it, and I was just enamored in it. You know, it was great. And I went home, started reloading, and before long, I was out of brass. I was like, Dad, we need more brass. Well, I guess we'll have to shoot more, son. So we did. We shot more. And I literally wore brass out in the late 70s.
Mm-hmm.
We shot it so many times it was split and destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
And I throw it into a bin, and it goes into a scrapper bin so that it gets recycled as
brass. Recycled to make new brass.
And so it's been a lot of fun. And
that's why you're true to your reloading pen.
Yeah, I just love it. So a solid 45 years of reloading, and one of my favorite pastimes. Bores some people to death, and I got other people just saying, when are you going to let me come down there and help? Because I want to see this. I want to see how it happens. So and that's an important part of our sport. Spread the wealth. Teach kids. Teach your friends. And let them join in the fun, you know, because there's a lot of people out there that are staring at their phones and got nothing else to do.
Yep.
So show them something that can be a real meaningful change in their life. Reloading and shooting, it's a great way to spend your time.
Hey, you're listening to The Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1. You're home for ultimate classic rock. We're going to talk a little Honolulu Blue and Silver right after this.